what you can expect next week with the Thinker Girls. So it used to piss me off really badly when I used to host more barbecues when I was in a relationship and kind of pretending that I essentially was like a Martha Stewart when I wasn't, and that's essentially now why I'm single, because I did see that that wasn't the path for me. And so as I was sitting there constantly trying to merge, I guess, this life that I thought was for me, and I'm not saying barbecues aren't for me in general, but this is the place where I started to realise that these things annoyed me, was when I would have all of my partner's friends over and we would have, you know, lots of couples and a fairly big group, and straight away it was just boys by the barbecue, cooking the snags, cooking the meat, and girls like banished to the kitchen sink. I mean, I know we were both doing activities, but you were doing the salad, and it was just this unspoken thing. And if anybody merged in the other way, like my cousin's a bit of a foodie, and I remember a few times she wanted to get on the barbecue and cook the lamb correctly, like so it wasn't fucking burnt to a bloody crisp. It was kind of looked as if this was like this big deal. Like, oh, look at her go. Look at her hanging out with the boys. And then it doesn't stop, because then you sit down or you finish, and i.e. a lot of the time, this wasn't in my case, but when I've noticed going to barbecues, the girls are kind of cleaning up still.
Yep.
And then the groups afterwards as you sit become two groups, boys group and girls group. How the fuck? And I realised after I got out of that relationship too, it's not just in this particular group of friends. It's everywhere.
I've done a lot of circuits around Sydney, which is where I'm based. And it's a busy time, because you walk into a room and it feels like walking into Mean Girls at high school, but it's a boys' club.
What do you mean? Are you talking about like backstage and stuff, like of comedy festivals and fringe festivals?
Yeah.
Because there's more guys, like, there?
Yeah, 100%. You're always outnumbered. But I don't look at it, like, it's not a gender thing to me. Like, when I walk into a room, I don't go, okay, there are 6 guys and 10 girls, great, I'm safe. Like, when do you ever walk into a room like that?
No.
Never. But in these situations, it kind of becomes so apparent, because, like, you walk in and it kind of, it's like you have, like, a L on your face or something that's like, oop, there's a different one.
For half the population gets their period, and sometimes, you get your period at work. And that's what happened to me today. And it's completely...
Oh, my God, Chrissy, you're wearing white.
Utterly awkward. I am wearing white today, and I'm wearing a skirt. It's not great.
It's a double whammy of...
Yeah, it's a double fucking whammy.
Scariness.
Yeah, what a mofo.
Okay, not just that, but we were doing like an outside broadcast. So basically we were doing our show, but we were live and we were on location at, get this, a primary school.
Oh, no.
Okay. I didn't have any form of tampon, any liner, any tissues, anything.
Before we get into how much of a nightmare that actually is, this is going to go to an all-time Sex and the City girl cliche more than we've ever probably done on this podcast. But I got my period today too, so that means we're synced up.
You guys are so cute.
And that's nuts, and we're not even in the same state.
Nope. Wow. But honestly, I think...
That
but
was
I
the
just...
happiest moment of my life when I realised my best friend and I were synced up. I was like, yes.
Well, see, that's never Nailed happened it. To me. I always thought it was like a myth. But
hey, girl.
No, it does
we're
happen.
Synced up.
It does happen.